Hey guys, it's Ruth.
It's Shayla here.
And this is Keeping It 100 with Ruth and Shayla.
In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about self-respect and self-worth. So the reason why we're going to talk about self-worth and self-respect today is because this is something that we always come across living in our day-to-day lives. And it was brought up because people just... It's sad because a lot of people nowadays in our generation don't really have self-respect. Or they don't know what self-respect or self-worth really means.
So maybe we should start off with our definition of what self-worth and self-respect is.
Yeah.
So I feel like having self-worth means that you have standards for yourself and you don't exceed those standards and you have boundaries. So, like, say for example, if you out hoeing around, you know, I mean, if you accept you a hoe, then you a hoe, period.
Yeah, facts.
But when you have self-worth, I'm not saying that people that hoe around, they don't have self-worth, but I could say that their self-esteem is very low.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to look out for, you know, love that they're never going to find in other people that have low self-esteem, period. You know what I mean? Because we all know who, you know?
Oh, God.
And so I think it's just about having boundaries with yourself and knowing when to not exceed those boundaries, like having a limit to what you do, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, not saying that you have to be, like, a prisoner, be like, oh, you have to be so, like, safe.
Like, you have, yeah, like you said, like, you have boundaries.
Yeah, like, nobody's perfect, but
yeah.
I feel like it all just ties into having boundaries within yourself, knowing, like, what your worth is. I mean, when you start loving yourself, we always talk about loving yourself. That's very important.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you learn your self-worth, because then you're like, oh, I know that I deserve better. Not saying that you're gonna put yourself on a high horse and be like, oh, I'm the best, I'm the shit. Nah, like, you can think you're the shit, and you can, you know, you can hype yourself up, but don't be cocky about it either, because a lot of people, you know, you feel me, they get on this high horse where they think they can step up, you know, step on you and shit.
Facts.
And then shit goes downhill, and then you're over here in the same fucking cycle again, being, damn, well, where's my worth at? You feel me? So I feel that's what I feel like having self-worth, self-respect means. You feel
facts,
me?
Facts. Say the same thing too. It's so like, same thing, like self-worth and self-respect, they both correlate within each other. So, meaning that, because we talk about this also in my interpersonal communications class, so when you have self-respect for yourself, you see yourself far, not better, saying you're better than everyone else, but you see the value in yourself, and you don't let other people try to dictate that or tear you down in any sort of way. So, like, when it comes to, like, sex nowadays, in today's generation, it's often perceived as just wanting to feel pleasure in the moment.
You just want to fuck.
Yeah, fucking.
It's not, I don't even think it's, like, I don't even think people get satisfied anymore.
That's what
I think it's just like,
I'm saying, yeah.
Like what you're saying, I think it's just like the pleasure, it's just to pleasure. Fuck somebody and that's it.
Yeah, because it's like, not meaningful at all.
That's another topic that we need to discuss about, but I mean, everybody's different and we're not here to judge nobody. That's just how we,
yeah,
what we think, and it's not because, oh, we're Christians and we have, like,
yeah,
of course that plays a big part.
Even if,
but,
it, like, it don't, it's just not me.
It's just, yeah, it just doesn't fall in, like, our morals, our category, I guess, our boundaries.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like not having self-worth, it really just comes to, like, you not, your self-esteem is just very, like, low, you know?
Like, you don't see.
You just don't see yourself worth anything.
Yeah.
A lot of people that I know feel that way. And I'm like, but there's the thing. That's the thing that pisses me off. It's like, yeah. people say, oh, I'm not good enough for you, this and that. But then it's
there's
like,
obviously potential.
Yeah, I don't get, how can, if, you know, if we can see the potential in you, or vice versa, why can't you see the potential in yourself?
Exactly.
Because you got no self-worth.
Oh, God, yeah.
You don't know where that self-worth is. It's gone. But if other people are seeing it in you, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, bro, get up. What are you doing?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Gosh. It's the same thing. Like, if, yeah, like she was saying, if other people can obviously see that you're worth something, everybody is worth something in this world, regardless who they are and what they've done, what they've been through. But it's just also a matter of fact of, like, you have to recognize that for yourself, because at the end of the day, no one's gonna do anything for you.
Yeah, you can't want to keep needing validation from people.
Yeah.
Because exactly. If you feel like you need people to be like, oh, you're doing such a great job, this and that, you're always going to be unsatisfied with yourself.
Yeah.
So, it starts with you.
Yeah.
I know that's easier said than done, but it's really just the reality of it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, all you got is yourself and God, period. Yeah.
That's it.
So then what are you going to do? Like, what if everybody is dead and you're just there by yourself? What are you going to do? You're going to look for validation in the ground?
Yeah.
Like, is the ground going to be like, hey, you're doing an amazing job? Like, no. It's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sound insensitive, but that's really what it is, period.
Yeah. And no one's going to... Yeah, I mean, it's cool when you're young and you're, like, a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, being a grown adult in this world, you can't expect nothing from anybody.
Damn. So you heard what?
And like, that's also where self-respect comes into place, because you have to, it's like an ongoing process with learning to respect yourself. I think I'm still learning, but it's like with self-respect, you just have to recognize, for one, your value, number two, like your worth, and then number three, I would say it would be recognizing that you're like, what is the word? you see yourself far more than what others. You're not like everybody else. You're different, but in a good way, of course.
It's kind of ties to like striving for better.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to stay at the same place forever, right? You want to get better in life.
Yeah.
If you want to stay in the same place, then, I mean, by all means. But like I said, there comes that unsatisfaction of you not, you know, wanting... you're not going to want to be where you be.
Yeah,
that doesn't even make any sense.
I'm not where you want to
be. Exactly. Maybe. You're not gonna be where you want to be. Like...
Yeah.
Dead ass.
It's like with jobs now. Like any like career or like job wise, it's like you can't.
She was shaking her head. Sorry, guys.
You can't, like, if you like any job is cool for now, like just to get by. But from right now, instance of me in my position, I'm just trying to strive for my career right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to work my way up. I'm this, you know, job what I have now is temporary. I don't see myself staying here forever.
Period.
This is just to get by for now, but eventually I'm only going to just keep going and strive more. I just want to keep pushing myself up there no matter what it takes. So it's just also, that's an example of where I think people's self-respect and self-worth comes into play, whether it's in a job or it's in a, like, relationship, like romantic or friendship or family wise, it plays a big part.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and it's like me, I get judged because, you know, I've been unemployed for like 3 years now. But it's because my last job, they went out of business. But the other jobs that I had, like, I stayed for a while, you know, in Smud and then for to you delivery. But the other ones that I had, I didn't stay because I was like, well, no, like, this is not where I want to be.
Yeah.
This is not, like, where I feel comfortable. This is not where I feel happy. And this isn't where I feel like I can show my full potential.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like to be, like... You know, most jobs are like, oh, be fake. Basically, when I worked at, you know, the coffee place, I don't want to name the name.
Yeah.
Probably everybody knows what I'm talking about, but... they were like, oh, yeah, if you're like this, then you're just going to have to, like, be happy. And I'm like, but I'm not. You know what I mean? And that's the thing about me. It's like, you'll know, like, when I'm not happy or when something's going on.
Yeah.
That's an example of knowing my self-worth. Because it's like, I'm not going to stay at this job. Yeah, it's going to pay me and I have bills to pay, rent, all of that shit. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, where am I going to be happy at?
Right.
I don't want to be at a place where I'm not going to be happy,
yeah.
where I'm going to be miserable. I'm making money, but is it really worth making that money? And plus, I was making nothing, you know? I was making nothing. So it was just like, was it worth staying there, or was it worth just leaving and finding somewhere else
better.
That I'm going to be, you know, happier and going to show what, like, what I really, you know, can show, my full potential.
Yeah. Also, potential is a really big thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the third thing I was trying to say. Potential. Well, the same thing. Self-worth and stuff. But it all, like I said, it all comes back together and combines itself in a way.
And here's the thing. You don't learn your self-worth just like that. It takes experience. It takes maturity.
Yep.
It takes, you know, you having to go through things because, you know, we've been through a lot of things. Everybody has.
Oh, yeah.
But you can either learn from your experiences, or you can stay there, complain.
Yep.
And cry, boo-boo-bee-bee, right? Boo-boo-gaga, whatever. Be a baby and not do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's good to cry about it in the moment, but at the same time, don't let it
break. Don't get stuck there. Yeah.
Break down your character.
And I'm not even going to lie. Like, there's been situations where I've broken down where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, I'm not gonna sit here and say, I've never broken down, because I have. Because life is life's tough.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I knew that I couldn't stay just sitting down. I had to get myself back up. I had to find my motivation back. And I had to keep going. You know what I'm saying? I had to keep fighting. Because if I'm not gonna be fighting, then it's like I'm not there no more. Root's gone. And I don't wanna be in that position, because I've been like that before. And it's not a pretty feeling, so just knowing, you know, my self-worth, that I'm worth enough, that I'm worth fighting for. If I can fight for people, why can't I fight for myself? You know, why can't I fight for myself? If I can sit here, help people, put them first before me. And I think that's also very important. That's very, very, very important. Putting yourself first.
Oh, yes.
We'll talk about that in the next podcast, but you have to put yourself first.
Yeah.
Even though it's hard, even though it sounds selfish, at the end of the day, you have to put yourself first. Because when you put aside how you feel, when you put aside your feelings, when you put aside, you know, when you put aside your issues, you're never going to get better.
Yeah.
And you're always going to... You're never going to have that self-worth for yourself, because you're going to be like, damn, well, I helped all these people, so where are they now for me? And it's like, no, like, you had to help yourself first. You can't help somebody else when you can't even help yourself.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. It's also like, excuse me, if you can't, like you're saying, if you can't help yourself, then you're not going to get anywhere. Because it'd be, like you say, you can't help anyone else. You can't help yourself first, because you are in your own body that God provided for you.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to cope and deal with all of these worldly issues that, quote unquote, that life like may throw at you.
Because
if you can't deal with it, then you're just going to let it take power over you. Then you're going to let your emotions get the best of you, which will cause you to make stupid and irrational decisions, which will lead up to, you know, who knows, but...
But you know what, I think that's the process of healing, because when you go through shit, you know, there's a lot of people who don't take it easily.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, they go into drugs, they go into alcohol and all that loop-de-loop, you know?
Yeah.
Which, I'm not going to lie, I can't sit here and say, well, I haven't done it, because I have.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but... But that's because I would put people before me.
Yeah.
So my self-worth wasn't there. Because I was like, nah, like, I have to put them first because they need me. But it's like, nah, screw that.
Yeah.
Because when you needed them, were they there?
No.
Nah. And that's an example of where you learn how to get your self-worth.
Yep.
You have to go through the pain. You have to go through the mistakes you make in life. To know your self-worth, to find where you can get that worth from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not one to be like, oh, your pain defines you, because it's not. Pain does not define who you are.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It doesn't define who you are. The past of whatever you've done, whatever you've been through, that's not who you are. It brings you to the wonderful person that you're going to be in the future.
Yeah.
And it sucks because, well, we wish life was perfect and life was easy, but we can't sit here and lie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
there wouldn't be a point.
There wouldn't be a point, yeah. There wouldn't be a point in life. Like, yeah. If life was just easy.
Yeah, it'd just be.
We'd all be robots.
Yeah.
Excuse me, so.
Just like how there's God and the devil.
Yeah.
There's, like, free will, but that's a different topic, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, yeah, basically. You pretty much have to go through the bad
the storm
stuff to get to the good stuff.
It's like, well, just, you know what I really liked what Justin Bieber said?
Oh,
when he said,
yeah.
And, you know, people, what did he say? People run from the pain?
Yeah, he said people run from the pain instead of letting it bring themselves together or something like that.
Something like that.
Because he was talking about how he's, of course, it's all about God now, but it's because all that he went through, he would run away from his problems, he would push them aside, he'll let his emotions get the best of him, and top of that, what else he was doing going with.
Yeah.
But he said now, if anything, he said that, and God, of course, first and foremost, had made him mature into a better man. And
And let us not forget that our self-worth comes from the Lord.
Oh, yeah. That's the big thing. Yeah.
You know, whatever, like, I always tell people, I never force people to say, oh, you're going to believe my God. No. Whatever you believe in, you know, pray for you, whatever it is that you, like I said, whatever you believe in that.
Yeah.
But for me, that's where the strength comes from. The strength comes from God.
Oh, yeah.
It comes from Him, because without Him, you know, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, God puts people in our lives.
Yeah. For a reason.
For a reason. To help us or to, you know, we the people are either
a blessing or a lesson.
Yep. A lesson. Blessing.
Yeah.
Blessing or a lesson.
Yep. And that's it. That's it. That's the only way. That's my only
that's the key
to everything.
You feel me? That's the key.
Yeah. And I'll say, how do you do this? How did you do that? Only one good reason, one good answer, and that's God Himself.
And, yeah. But yeah, that's basically it. I mean,
not much else to
say. I think this topic's very short. Most topics are, like, very long, but this was very plain, short, and simple.
Yeah, just straight to the point.
You learn your self-worth by going through things in your life. You either learn from it, or you stay there and you get stuck.
Yep.
If you learn from it, then you say, okay, this and this happened to me. What am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep going. I'm going to keep pushing.
Yeah, you let it build up your character.
You let it be a motivator.
Yeah, motivator, yeah.
A motivator for you. Like you said, builds up your character.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's basically it for this segment of our podcast.
Yep.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Stay tuned for the next one.
And yeah, we apologize for not uploading. Our last upload was July of last year. We've just been crazy busy. I got 2 kids now that, you know, I'm a mama.
Yeah.
Bestie works and she goes to school, so it's been a little difficult to find a schedule, but we'll try to see if we can maybe do, well, because Shayla's schedule is very different.
Maybe once every 2 weeks or something.
Once every 2 weeks, yeah. We'll try to get back on this, but I hope you guys enjoyed this segment, and share, like, whatever you guys want to do, subscribe to this. I think you can subscribe.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
Yeah.
But okay, you guys, have a wonderful day. Peace.
Have a mess. Muchachos Day.
What? Muchachos Day? What is that? Bye.